It's been a relatively seamless transition. You know, I created six ballets before I came on as resident choreographer here at New York City Ballet, and obviously I was ecstatic about having that position because it ensures sort of more long-term commitment for me here with the company, and it allows me to take greater risks with the work I do and show a greater range over the course of several years versus trying to kind of create something one ballet to the next. So and it also really allows me to like develop my working relationship with the dancers in a much further way. So
you're the second person to hold that title as well. So what was that like for you a year ago stepping into that role?
It's obviously a huge honor to have that position. It's a little bit intimidating, I think, because the company has such a rich history of choreographic work, starting with George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins and extending to Peter Martins and Chris Wheeldon, who was the first resident choreographer. So just sort of trying to uphold the quality of choreography moving forward and pay my respects to the tradition of the art form while continuing to push things forward, yeah.
We're standing outside the rehearsal inside SPAC right now. Can you tell me a little bit about the show that's tonight?
Sure. The ballet I have on the program is called Rodeo Four Dance Episodes, and it's a piece set to the symphonic arrangement by Aaron Copland. And it's four movements, and it toys with the traditions of ballet as an art form, sort of like inverts a casting structure. So what we have is 15 men performing on stage and one standout ballerina, which is sort of something you never see on the ballet stage, but we have such a influx of talented male dancers. I really want to showcase their ability and also their athleticism. And Aaron Copland's music was kind of like the perfect vehicle to do that. What else is on the program? We have Interplay tonight by Jerome Robbins, which is a great ballet, one of the first ballets he made for New York City Ballet, probably when he was younger than I am now. I'm not exactly sure, but it's really kind of was one of the pieces that put him on the map as a choreographer. And then we close with Western Symphony, which is classic work by George Balanchine that takes on this really Western theme and includes a whole company, and it's just a classic New York City Ballet piece. So
after tonight's performance, the residency here still continues. So what's your schedule like for the remainder of the residency here at SPAC?
Well, we're here for another week and a half about, and I have one other ballet being presented up here called Belles Lettres, which is it's actually French for beautiful letters, and it's a piece set to César Franck and with costumes by a really talented fashion designer named Mary Catransu. So I'm excited about that, and I'm also up here dancing a little bit, so I'm still performing with the company as a soloist, so I'm dancing in Balanchine's La Valse and Balanchine's Four Temperaments, and also Jerome Robbins' Opus Jazz, so it's really fun pieces to dance, yeah.